I'm going to connect with you here for
a couple of minutes. We have a stage change, and as you know, we have no intermission. So we're going to make this time useful for you. And in a moment, Jonathan Chanette will come up on stage and join me to talk a little bit about his piece. Before we do that, obviously it's a little bit unusual for us to give a performance only of music that has been written, in this case, and really basically the last 20 to 25 years. That's very unusual for orchestras to do, and we are doing that today with the support of a really wonderful grant from the Iowa Arts Council. And I just want to make sure we have the opportunity to kind of as a group collectively to thank the Arts Council for this, because they made this grant to the Iowa Composers Forum on the occasion of the 25th anniversary to be able to put this concert together. And this is not the kind of event we would normally be able to do without that support. So I would love to do that now, to offer a big round of applause for the Iowa Arts Council for helping us with this. Our next piece is by a composer who is living in the state of Iowa currently, and some of you may know him, and some of you may even have a chance to have heard his music before. In fact, next year, we're going to be performing a little bit of music by this composer on our family concert in October. He's done an arrangement for that to be done with Calle Sur, which is a local Latin American music group. But right now, we'll be talking about different music by John Chanette, and to talk about it, we have the man here himself. Please welcome him. Now, see, I bet you didn't know, when you go to school to be a composer, you also have to have good facility working with microphones here. Hi, John. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
For those who may not know about your background, why don't you tell us quickly sort of where your history is and how you wound up where you are now?
Okay. I have been a resident of Iowa since 1983, so my 25th anniversary here, but moved to Iowa from Boston and only gradually discovered how much fun it could be to write music about Iowa, actually. And that's kind of what this piece is.
Well, we do have a piece that involves Iowa, so I think all of you who are from around here will really enjoy it. Tell us, without giving away too much, where the inspiration came from for this work, O Millersville, that we're about to hear five movements of.
Okay, so there is a famous Iowa author known as James Norman Hall. He's most famous for the book Mutiny on the Bounty. And you might not guess that Mutiny on the Bounty would have been written by an Iowan, but it was indeed. And after he made tons of money from sales of this book, from movie rights, things like that, in his old age, he began to get nostalgic for his childhood, which was in the town of Colfax, Iowa, not far from Des Moines. And he decided to write a bunch of poems, just basically reflecting on what his life was like in Iowa. He was at the time living in Tahiti, had married a Tahitian native, had half Tahitian, half Iowan children, and I'm told by the heirs who gave me permission to set these poems to music that he would call them in, sit them on his knee and say, "This is where I grew up." And he wrote all these poems. There are about 52 poems, I believe, total. And I set 14 of them to music originally, and you're going to hear five of them with an orchestral accompaniment today.
One of the things that I love about this piece, and I think you're going to hear right away, is the way in which John uses the orchestra that he has at his disposal. In a moment, we'll step off the stage, the orchestra will come out and get set, and you'll see it's basically a kind of a standard orchestra setup. But no single movement sounds the same at all. And I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit about that as a composer. Yeah.
So in some respects, this piece is kind of about traveling. If you listen to the words carefully in the first movement, you'll hear it starts, "Millersville, oh Millersville, that is my home, and I like it. But still, I wish that once in a while I could go to cities like Omaha and St. Joe," you know, these distant, exotic locations. And the piece keeps kind of going back and forth between pieces that are definitely rooted in Iowa. There's a big Iowa march in this piece as the fourth song. and pieces that are imagining travels to exciting places where there is no snow, for instance, in the second movement. And the style of that movement is inspired by an Indian genre of vocal music from the country India, I should say. And so that sort of traveling back and forth between styles and never quite knowing whether you're happier at home or happier on the road is very much what this is about.
Well, we're gonna sit down momentarily here. I wanna add one little performer's postscript to that particular movement, the Winter Movement. It's such a beautiful depiction of what it's like to wonder at a dark winter night. But I will say with the caveat that even though this is about an Iowa winter, if we were really gonna perform this winter, we'd have to go do something real bombastic like Wagner or Mahler to capture what happened this last winter. So you might wanna clear out this last winter from your memory before you listen to Winter by John Genet.
I think there's one other thing I forgot to mention that's really crucial. And when James Norman Hall wrote these poems, he was 55 years old, something like that. But he took on the persona of a 12-year-old Iowa schoolgirl named Fern Gravel. And so the person you're actually about to meet is really only 12 years old. She's from Colfax, Iowa, and she's rather shy, and yet also she's an amazing poet. I mean, you know, a 12-year-old writing poems like this. So I hope you will greet her warmly and understand, you know, how terrifying it must be for a 12-year-old up here on stage.
I think I'm going to go get her and see if I can get her warmed up, and the rest of the orchestra too. So we hope you enjoy O Millersville by John Genet.